One, two, three, four. One, two.
I do my best work when I'm not 100%, which is most of the time.
That's what the people who attend the games that you officiate
say. You shut up.
But, you know, for a price, I'll edit that out.
No, I don't care. You do what you want. For the good of the show, I don't care.
This is You Can't Make It Up, show number 199.
Wow.
Feels like it, doesn't it? It's Monday, April 9th, 2012, and you're hearing the Beatles' Taxman in the background, and that's because he cometh on April 15th, bearing down on us, the Taxman.
He kills us every year.
I found some of the most outrageous tax deduction tricks people have tried over the years.
Do they work? Because I need them.
Well, the IRS actually bought a few of them, and I'm going to play a game with you and our friends. I'm going to ask you to guess ahead of time which ones they said, yeah, okay, that's a deduction.
Okay. Believe me, every penny counts.
Yeah. But first, a little bit of business. This is You Can't Make It Up. We're the show that...
that what?
We showcase stupid every single week.
And who knows better than us?
That's right. This show originates at 2Kenscomedy.com. He's Ken.
And so is he, and here we go.
Hence the name. You can email us at feedback@2kenscomedy.com. And a little bit later in our show, our friend here will tell you how you can follow us on Twitter or not. He has a device that will take care of your tweets.
You bet.
I found this over at wisebread.com.
Wisebread?
Wisebread. 20 amazing, outrageous, and just plain weird tax deductions that people have tried over the years. Here we go. You tell me if the IRS and or a tax court, if it made it that far, said, yeah, we'll okay that. The first one is free beer.
Free beer. Okay.
You know, this is a strange but true case. A gas station owner gave his customers free beer in lieu of trading stamps. You know, it's kind of a perk.
Yeah, trading stamps.
Fill up here. Your car and yourself.
Yes.
Well, this one went to a tax court because the IRS initially said no. What do you suppose the court said?
I hope they said yes.
Legitimate business expense, tax deductible, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay, so along comes a guy that says, well, let me try this. Free whiskey.
Ah, we're moving up.
Yeah, this cunning fellow thought a case or two of whiskey would make nice client gifts, and thus he tried to deduct them on his annual tax return. The category he chose, client entertainment. Seems... Well,
yeah, I would do that.
Well, the answer was no.
Oh, come on.
It's because there was a state law that superseded the IRS that said it's illegal to gift booze.
Oh, what state is that?
It had to be the Deep South.
Yeah.
How about this? Cost of hiring an arsonist. Now, as hard as this is to believe, a man with a failing furniture business decided, you know, to hire God, lightning.
Save the tiger.
Yeah. Well, the store owner's plan was not only to collect the $500,000 in insurance cash, but also to deduct the $10,000 expense he had to hire the arsonist. Yes. What do you suppose the IRS said to that?
Well, the IRS always says no, but what happened?
Well, first of all, this idiot stood up and said, yeah, I actually hired somebody to burn it down.
So the good news.
Well, his plea came from behind bars, obviously.
Yeah.
He was denied.
No.
Yeah, the IRS said anybody that stupid doesn't get a reward.
Oh, please.
How about this one? Fake boobs.
Well, depending on your occupation.
This is the infamous stripper Chesty Love.
Yes.
Used her hard-earned savings to boost the size of her...
Will that be cash?
Yes, to the eye-popping size of 56 double F. Do they even make bras that big?
No.
Would that be a wonder bra?
They make chainmail fences.
She figured it would get her more tips, so as a write-off, she said, you know, that it seems to me, considered a stage prop, essential to her act. What do you suppose the IRS said?
See, I agree this time. I agree with her.
Yes, the IRS said, yeah, it's a stage prop. It also doubles as a credenza.
Yeah.
How about cat food? You suppose that's deductible?
That's a bit of a stretch.
Well, all right. Let me give you the scenario. Junkyard owners sat out bowls of pet food every night to attract wild cats. The wild cats, in turn, would take care of the nasty snake and rat population that... made the junkyard safer for customers, wouldn't you think?
Works for me.
So they said it's a business expense.
Good.
The IRS said you got it. It is. So, you know, we have two cats here that are eating us out of house and home. Maybe if we find some critters that we need them to eat. How about the cost of moving the family pet? Do you suppose that's tax deductible?
Well, it depends where you move it, I guess.
Well, your pet is considered a personal effect, according to the IRS. Mm-hmm. You got a Great Dane or a great white shark, it doesn't matter. Great news for you when it comes to any expenses related to any kind of move associated with a job. Hmm. The tax man says yes.
I like that.
Hiring a limo to move your gerbil might not be.
No.
How about a trip to Bermuda?
Well, why not?
You're going to love this one, no matter where you're planning to take a trip. Yes, 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 it's deductible. It turns out any business convention held in Bermuda can be written off without even showing there was a special reason to hold your business meeting in paradise. And by the way, there wasn't, was there?
No.
Bermuda's not the only place. Get this. The IRS also recognizes conventions held in Barbados, Costa Rica, Dominica, the Dominican Republic, Grenada, Guyana, Honduras, Jamaica, Santa Lucia, Trinidad, Tobago, Canada, Mexico. And all U.S. possessions also fall under this special tax treatment.
Well, now we're talking.
So the next time that the media tree decides to hold an offshore business convention.
There you go.
Pick any one of those countries.
Yeah, our staff have won.
Or you can't make it up.
Yes.
We got show 200 coming up next week. What do you say we reward the writers and the contributors?
I say that. Take us all to, the islands.
Barbados.
I'm up for it, huh?
How about body oil, do you suppose?
I don't know.
If you're a regular Joe, body oil is a once-in-a-blue-moon splurge. But maybe if you tell the IRS, look, I'm a bodybuilder, professional bodybuilder, I need gallons of body oil to make my muscles glisten. Is it a legitimate tax write-off?
I say, ding, ding, ding.
IRS said yes. It's ordinary and necessary expenses. Just slather that crap on you. Babysitting costs. Now, there was a time in my life when I, needed these, this service. The IRS says you can deduct at the cost of a babysitter if you're leaving the home to do volunteer work for a charity. See, it's a charitable deduction. All right, so you want to hold a playmate party. Yes, that kind of playmate.
What are you looking at?
The owner of a nightclub promotions firm decided that a regular party wasn't good enough for his clients. He brought in a bunch of scantily clad bunnies.
Yeah.
Not the kind that you were out on the lawn.
Thank you.
Yeah, yesterday. The tax man said, sure, it's a valid expense. Now, the photos and the lap dances, we're not sure. I don't know if they tried to claim. How about a nuclear fallout shelter?
Okay.
Suppose that's deductible. This goes back to the days when people were building them. During the Cold War. And the threat of duck and cover and all that, Well, bombo, this one bombed. The IRS gave it one big thumbs down. Said no. The person who tried to claim it said it was preventive medicine.
Well, yes. What do you think?
Here's my last one. You decide you're going to be a sperm donor. I know for you it's a little late.
Let's just leave it up there. Yeah.
And then you want to claim the donation as a loss on your income tax return. What do you suppose the IRS said?
Oh, let's say they were in good spirits and said yes.
No. They weren't. No, remember, they work for the IRS. They have no sense of humor.
No.
They said no. However, if you're an oil well, a depletion allowance there would be fine because, you're not going to miss it. But a depletion loss on the aforementioned stuff of life.
Oil well could be a euphemism.
Yes. Honey. I don't think I'd have the cojones to make out that tax return.
You're going to get so audited this year.
I know.
If you're taxing CO2, you might start taxing my ass too. But methane might cause me some pain. It's all there for Obama to gain. The taxing of my farts.
I ain't got nothing for free from the government. Damn revenues. Be dang tootin', I'll make my own gas and oil. Tax that. You want a swig of this?
And Obama taxes methane from my seat. I'm now available for Obama to tax my farts. Tax by Fart. Tax by Fart. Take it from me, you folks at the White House.
Okay, so switching gears, I'm going to ask you a question here. Do you spend much time on Twitter, compadre?
The answer is no, I spend no time. I do not have a Twitter account, and I don't plan on getting one. How about that?
Well, see, because I thought what you had discussed with me by email yesterday would be a nice...
Yes.
I mean, you know, you could mention this to those who follow you.
I do, but this is for all those other people. Because when it comes to Twitter and tweets, and except for the, you know, the funny stuff that you get from Paula Poundstone, Caprice Crane, and so forth.
Yeah.
I'm sure you feel as I do that the tweets that most people send about the minutiae of their daily lives is just garbage.
Well, I would use another word, but sure.
Well, I'm about to.
Okay.
There's a new startup company on the internet that agrees with me. For a mere $35, they will take your tweets and print them onto four rolls of toilet paper. The slogan for the product is, social media has never been so disposable.
Yes.
Now, here we come to the name of the company. I have to kind of dance around this. It's a two-syllable word. It's synonymous with the bathroom throne. Rhymes with Twitter, except the first two letters are T and W. Is that enough hints?
Yeah, the S and H.
Yeah, thank you. However.
We can't say that in a podcast. Have you heard some of those podcasts out there?
I understand, but we are cut above. Not much. However, I can say their website link if I say it the right way.
Okay.
www.getshitter.com.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's it.
You know, speaking of the stuff that, you know, you'd rather not read. Mm-hmm. Caprice Crane, again, I didn't make this our tweet of the week, but I could have.
All right.
She said that she was in an establishment the other day, and she was sitting very close to an adult couple who were arguing over whether to start eating the chocolate bunny at the head, the ears, or the feet. They were actually arguing over this, and Caprice Crane's tweet was, just wanted you to know my defense in the murder trial.
See, I'll take that over all the other stuff that ends up on the website I just gave you.
Yeah. Give us that web address again the way you did it.
www.getshitter.com.
There it is. Write it down, friends, and you pronounce it any way you wish.
Yeah, I kind of slide it together.
When in Rome, do not get your picture taken with a gladiator.
No.
You could wind up in jail for aiding and abetting a criminal.
Really?
Shall I explain?
Please.
I saw this on the Associated Press last night. Headline goes, angry gladiators climb Colosseum in Rome protest. Several Romans dressed as gladiators have climbed the Colosseum to protest a crackdown on their unauthorized business of posing with tourists for money.
Is it deductible?
It's a different country. I don't think they have an IRS there. Saturday's protest happened over the weekend, came 3 days after the city cops fined the fake gladiators. Gee, I thought they were real.
No.
The AP had to point that out, that they're not, for offering paid services without authorization. Apparently, in Rome and maybe other cities in Italy, it is illegal to pose for a picture and then get someone to pay you for it, unless you get a permit. Sounds a lot like America, doesn't it?
Very much so.
Cultural officials contend the fake gladiators ruin the decorum at the ancient archaeological dig. I'm sorry, site. Have you seen the Colosseum or what is left of it? Have you seen it?
A long, long time ago, and it really is a long time ago. I won't say how long to date myself, but I went on a tour of Europe with a bunch of students for my high school graduation gift.
If you were describing that scene to someone, would you use the word decorum anywhere in your description?
I wouldn't think of bringing that up, no.
No, well, some tourists gladly pose, you know, for a photo. Hey, look. Look at me.
Folks, if you're going over there, when they say ruins, they mean ruins.
You like gladiator movies, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Anyway, they're still protesting, so, you know, get your picture taken now with them. Did you save a moment of duh for us today?
Yes, I did, and I know you like this one, but let's let our audience in on it. All right, it is a moment of duh. It qualifies as our tip of the week, which, by the way, we took a holiday from last week. And the tip will become obvious in a few short moments here as we continue our mission of trying and not succeeding in saving stupid criminals from themselves.
It's hopeless.
So for this, we go to Twin Falls, Idaho. Haven't been there for a while. A 19-year-old man was arrested on a number of outstanding warrants. His real name is Dylan Edward Contreras. Mm-hmm. He's 19, and I say real name because, well, here's what happened. He was walking in the street with a couple of other guys. A police officer spotted the three of them, told them to go walk on the sidewalk, and it looked to the cop like one of the three was about to run away, so the officer asked all three to show him some identification. Now, our guy, Mr. Contreras, he did kind of what I would call a half show and tell. Like, he didn't show any ID, but he told the cop his name was something else, Emiliano Valesco. Mm-hmm. The officer wasn't buying that, and probably the dead giveaway was the fact that on his right forearm was a big tattoo that said, Contreras. And the cop, to his credit, deduced, rightly so, that if you're going to go to the pain and trouble of getting a name tattooed on your forearm, you're probably going to not make the name up, are you?
No, I would think that would be your name.
So the he called into dispatch. They did a database search to find out who this guy was. And they did find out that there were three outstanding warrants on the suspect. And they also sent the cop a photo of, guess who? Dylan Edward Contreras, who looked remarkably like the guy who said he was Emiliano Valesco.
You know, most people put tattoos of their girlfriend or boyfriend or your own name.
Your own name. And some guys put on, you know, occupation like, you know, drug dealer. I've seen that too. I have seen that. Anyway, our tip of the week, which is this. If you are trying to avoid arrest by giving the cops a phony name, don't tattoo your real name on your body. That would be my tip.
Can I add a tip to your tip?
Sure. I like tips.
Happened in Idaho.
Idaho, yes.
If you're planning to go to Idaho, you might want to know the police there.
Why would you?
Can stop you, apparently, for not walking on the sidewalk. I mean, think about this.
Oh, that's right.
This is a little heavy-handed, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, if you're drunk, how do you know whether you're on the sidewalk?
Right. Officer, I didn't see the sidewalk.
I wonder if the tattoo was tax-deductible, though.
Can you tell it's tax week?
Yes. Oh, I'm so going to get bashed. I was going to use another word.
Why do you have, are you wearing your name on your arm there? They didn't hear the show. They're not listening.
You just, every year, it's more the same. The rich don't pay, the poor like us do. So there you go.
That's going to do it for show 199. Thank you for donating to VoicesUnitedForVeterans.org.
Yeah.
You're helping to, well, these people back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and even before that, Persian Gulf in 91, and there are Vietnam vets in America, homeless. Homeless veterans. Those two words should never appear together, never mind in the same sentence. And so that's what you're doing. So go on over to VoicesUnitedForVeterans.org and make a donation of any size. You'll be helping. Well, just read over there. You'll see how it all works.
Could they also go to 1111 Radio?
1111 Radio, make a donation as well. 1111radio.com will do it. By the way, here's an important phone number. If you are a veteran or a family member and you know a veteran who needs help, confidential help, 1-800-273-8255. It is the nationwide Veterans Crisis Line, operates 24/7, of course, toll-free, 800-273-8255. And on our way out, more of that Taxman music.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to do it. We'll see you next week, maybe. Definitely, maybe.
Yeah, let's keep you in suspense.
Show number 200 if we do make it back here next Monday.
Well, we'll certainly give it a try.
You can't make it up.
Of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes. Let's even up the score.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
Throw in grease, senators, and corrupt congressmen in the brew. Add a depraved governor, the Education Regency Board. A few greedy city council members, and Attila the Hun's great horde. Let's all tax the trucker for driving down the road. And tax the company janitor for cleaning the commode. Put a levy on the mechanic for changing auto oil. Don't forget the tired farmer for turning up the soil. Tax the college student for learning how to think. And tax the hotel maid for scrubbing out the sink.
tip the waitress for serving up the food, and tax the exotic lady for dancing in the nude. Let's tax the faithful mother for bringing up her son, and tax our country's children for chewing bubble gum. Put a tax on entertainment, cigarettes and the liquor store. Raise sales tax, shift the burden to the homeless and the poor. Sing a song of taxes, fight illegal wars for oil, slash aid for the veterans, big out on the corporate spoil. Privatize Social Security, fill the purse of the Wall Street whore. Reduce firefighters, police, and the planet's health just ignore. Build some Mimex missiles and a B-51 or two. Ring the world with laser weapons, paint them all red, white, and blue. Print up some cardboard money, who cares if we all go broke? Who'll notice it's our fault when the planet goes up in smoke? Supply-side neo-con men with a trillion-dollar rip-off scam. Give the poor half a cup of water and the rich Grand Coulee Dam. Borrow from our children's future on the backs of the working class. Buy the wealthy a few more yachts while the rest take it in the ass. Tax us up every orifice, keep giving us the screw. And next time the vote comes round, find out what the people can do. Run your pork fat butts out of office, put your family on the welfare line. You'll be in some federal hole, bottoms up doing hard rock time. Sing a song of taxes at the U.S. National Bank. Open up the vaults, clean out the septic tank. Cry out from the gutter, beat on your garbage can. There's a God in heaven up above, save us all from the tax man. Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore. Be in Boston Harbor and Revolutionary War. Of giving to the rich and taking from the poor.
We're all mad as hell and we ain't gonna take no more.